Parsha Shlach has in it some of the most interesting and delicate and difficult issues that Klal Yisrael encountered when they were traveling in the desert, Eretz Yisrael. Torah tells us that the Jews came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said to him, "We want you to send people to investigate, to check out Eretz Yisrael before we go there, to see exactly what it's about, can we, all the different things." And we're told that this was a terrible, terrible mistake. This was a display of lack of faith and trust in Hashem. That Hashem said, go. And Hashem said, this is the place. And they wanted specifically to send messengers, shlichim. What's this all about? And how do we relate to this? Rab Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos, in Choshen Mishpat, at the end of the first volume, Hilchas Shluchin, there's a chapter in Shulchan Aruch which discusses the laws that pertain to a messenger. When a person sends a messenger on a mission, what are the obligations and responsibilities of the messenger? What are the obligations and responsibilities of the one who sends them? How does it work legally? And Rab Nosson Zal explains it from a spiritual point, that there's Hashem, the Creator, and Hashem has shlichim, Hashem has messengers. The angels of Hashem are referred to as Hashem's messengers, shlichim. The Torah says, Tomid einei Hashem alekecha bo, that the eyes of Hashem are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? How does that translate into anything practical for us? That every single detail and every single aspect of what goes on in Eretz Yisrael and related to Eretz Yisrael is under the direct supervision of Hashem. No intermediaries, no assistance. Lahavdil, you have a businessman who has several different businesses and he's got different people that manage his different businesses. But everybody knows usually he's got one business that's his baby. That he doesn't want anybody else, I'll handle this one. This one I'm dealing with. The managers are all cute and fine, they can run the other ones and report to me directly, and he's controlling those also. But there's one that's his baby that he doesn't want anybody else interfering. This is my baby, I don't need any assistance for this. That's how Hashem defines Eretz Yisrael. Tomid eini Hashem alekecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are upon it. And this is where the Jews went wrong in suggesting that we're going to send shlichim, we're going to send messengers to scout out the land, to see what are they going to see? They're going to analyze Eretz Yisrael from a point of teva, from a natural standpoint. What's possible? What's impossible? Is it possible for us to take over this land? Teva is associated with angels. It's brought that the word Hateva, which means nature, is Bigimatria Elokim, which is one of the names of Hashem, Elokim, which is a name that's used to represent angels. We know the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayetze that Yaakov Avinu had a vision where he saw a ladder that went from earth up to heaven. And the pasuk says, "Vehine malache Elokim oilim v'yordim boy," and heavenly angels were going up and down this ladder. So the word Elokim is used sometimes to refer to an angel, and the word Elokim is also bigimatria hateva, nature. The mistake that they made thousands of years ago is the same mistake that we make today, that what's possible and impossible, the definitions of possible and impossible. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the difference between Hashgacha Proti versus Teva. This is the difference between a person really believing that the world was created and exists based on the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem, that everything is controlled totally by the will of Hashem. That if Hashem says to do this, then it means I can do it. And this is one of the things that all of us encounter many times when we have obstacles in difficulties in fulfilling a mitzvah, performing a mitzvah. We know that when we recite Kriya Shema, when we declare our faith in Hashem, the first thing we do is we close our eyes. Why are you closing your eyes? Who are you hiding from? I'm closing my eyes to show that I know that what my eyes see are not the whole picture. What the tzaddikim, what Hashem sees, what the true tzaddikim see, that's the whole picture. And therefore, when certain things look to me impossible, if Hashem says, do it, and if the tzaddik says, you can do it, that this applies, we know that people can make a mistake. This is why we have a Shulchan Aruch. This is why we have rabbis to guide us, because even in the study of Torah, if a person tries to do what's beyond their ability, they try to do in the Torah, there are different levels. There's what Hashem expects from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's what Hashem expects from an ordinary person. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to certain sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, a wealthy person brings an ox, a $3,000 an ox. A person who's on a lower level brings a lamb that costs $200. A person who has less means than that brings two pigeons that cost $2. And a person who can't afford that brings a handful of flour that cost 50 cents. And the Torah tells us that all of them are equal in the eyes of Hashem. They all achieve the same goal. Hashem gets the same satisfaction. His 50 cents is his $3,000. So a person needs the guidance of the Torah and the tzaddikim to know, where am I on this ladder? What does Hashem expect from me? Once a person knows what Hashem wants from them, based on the study of Torah and the guidance of the true tzaddikim, if it looks impossible, don't look. We should be zeicha. But through the proper faith in Hashem and tzaddikim in ourselves, to be able to correct the mistake of the Meraglim, the mistake of Klal Yisrael, which took them away from Eretz Yisrael, which kept them out of Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. They were supposed to arrive there in 3 days. It took 40 years. And in that zechus, all of us should be zeicha to the full realization of Eretz Yisrael, to see the Hashgacha Proti of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael, with the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Me'arav Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.